Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if I might inquire of the gentleman from Jackson.
What reason are you rising, gentlemen?
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
It's not timely. Gentleman from where are you? Gentleman from Frank?
The gentleman from Jackson, Mr. Speaker, if I could inquire of the gentleman from Jackson.
Gentleman from Jackson? Which Jackson?
The minority leader.
Oh, gentleman yield?
Yes, thank
Proceed.
You.
Proceed.
How are you?
Good.
I have a few questions for you.
You're trying to do a point of order. We think there's a political operative on the side. But go ahead, gentlemen.
Oh.
Taping. Go ahead.
I wonder if maybe the sergeant-at-arms would handle that.
Yeah.
It's kind of rude of them to interrupt you and I. I mean, this is our last year here.
Right.
We're in our second to the last week. You know, you and I have enjoyed a great relationship, and now they're interrupting our – we're trying to talk, and they're interrupting us. Anyway, you know, I'm looking at this bill. And I know that all of us have different opinions, and you know, there's things that you like that I wouldn't like. I mean, as I look at this bill, I'm telling you, I really do like it. And I know one of the things that you had done earlier was you had a substitute motion, because evidently there's a different bill that somehow has gotten tangled up in the process, and I don't want to get into all the politics of that, but evidently you like that one better. And earlier the majority floor leader was asking you about some of the things perhaps that you don't like in this one, and I'm just going to tell you, I really do like this one. If you had to sum up just in a short period, because I'm only going to be inquiring of you very briefly, if you sum it up in its simplest form, maybe just a few sentences, what don't you like about this? I mean, because I do. I really do. I think this is
right.
And I'm not making a political statement. I look at this and I really do believe that it's good government. I believe it's good government. Each and every one of the major provisions in here, I think is good government. And I just want to give you a chance to tell me what it is that you dislike about this bill so much that you would make a substitute motion to literally, I mean, seemingly try to block us from being able to really spend time talking about this one.
Right. There's several things. And first of all.
And I'll just give you a warning. You're not the only one that I want to inquire of. And I don't want to look like I'm being rude and cut you off. But if you could kind of condense it.
Sure.
Otherwise, because you know what I'm going to do. If you talk too long, I'm going to say, thank you, Mr. Speaker. And then they're going to turn your mic off and you're not going to feel like you got to speak.
Right. The first thing I think I've been clear is that the fact that you have a provision that disenfranchises thousands of Missouri voters because they don't have a government-issued ID, I don't call that any type of good government whatsoever.
So you don't like photo ID?
Right. There's a provision in this bill that would hurt the opportunity for workers to organize and have a good working environment. I think that.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that one, because honestly, I'm the one that actually offered that amendment in committee. And so, I mean, I know that you and I have different philosophical views, but I'm just thinking that a secret ballot is a good thing. Is that one of the reasons why you did the substitute motion? Because you didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
like
the substitute
provision?
Motion was in another attempt to go back to the issue that we need to deal with, and that's ethics reform. The ethics reform committee had its provisions. It was it was passed 12-0, gentlemen, and that bill was sent back from the Rules Committee because of they don't like it. So I think we should go to what the committee had, bring up the bill, and talk through those provisions.
But you were
these
talking
provisions
about,
are completely different.
Yeah, but you were talking specifically about the thing about secret making a secret.
Right. I don't like that provision, and so that's one of the objections I have. I don't think that it's good for Missouri, and I think that the other bill is better to talk about the issue that we should be talking about.
Okay. What else? What else?
There's a provision in there that would have Missourians who attempt to contact a lawmaker other than their own senator or representative about issues that they'd have to register as a lobbyist. We're going to be breaking down the opportunity for people in Missouri to have access to their voters. Makes the Missouri taxpayers pick up the tab when we have a statewide elected official want to go off and do frivolous lawsuits. That is That's a bad provision of this bill, gentlemen.
Are you talking about the one that expands who can on behalf
Absolutely.
Of the state of Missouri?
That's right.
So, well, I think we all know why that provision was probably looked at, and that is because,
right.
you know, there are many of us who feel like, I don't want to get real political about this, but feel like that the Attorney General didn't serve the state of Missouri and the people of Missouri. I think probably 70% of the people of Missouri would want the Attorney General to enter us into the lawsuit against the federal health control. He refused to do it, and so I guess an answer would be to expand who can do that.
Well, yeah, and I just don't think it's appropriate to have all those different people do that when our Attorney General is the one that looks after our laws.
Okay, what else?
The other provision that is very frustrating, and it's key to what I think we need in any type of real ethics reform, is that this bill would cap individual campaign contribution for statewide office and statewide and local officials of $20,000, but it would not limit to apply to candidates for the General Assembly. That
well,
it would
this
not
is an
apply
elected political
to,
subdivision. Sure, it would.
It would not.
Well,
it does not have
yeah.
the language in there. It always says it's political subdivisions. It does not outline
well,
like my amendment, which I hope to present, that would outline
I disagree with
the
you.
Fact that it says what office that they're running for.
I disagree with you because
I think you
it's,
look
a,
at the
I
language
mean, it's a political
clear.
Subdivision,
look,
and you have to record it. So,
well,
you know, I guess that's part of the reason why we debate about
according
things is because
to political
one might
subdivisions,
think it is
we
might
are not
think
a political
not.
Subdivision. We're a candidate
sure.
for state rep or for state senator.
Well, but this
and
is
why
a political
would we
subdivision.
Exempt us for
no,
no
this,
limit?
This does not. Well, gentlemen,
and
this
then the
does
fact that
not
the limit is $20,000. That doesn't
does
pass
not
any
us.
Type of common
sure.
sense.
I'm perfectly willing
whatsoever.
To talk about the $20,000, but I want to be perfectly clear. This does not exempt the General Assembly.
It does.
It does
gentlemen.
Not exempt
it certainly
the General
does.
Assembly.
Additionally,
so, but the $20,000, you think that's too much, too low? What do you,
gentlemen? I want to go back and I did file a bill. It was in the Ethics Reform Committee, and the gentleman from Pettis said that there was no ethics reform bill that was filed with limits. Mine was. I'm not calling it ethics reform. Bill, the Speaker of the House did when we referred to that committee as the first bill out of the chute that would return back to what the people of Missouri wanted. Different caps on different levels.
So you think
so $20,000
is
ridiculous. I was going to compromise and say let's go with the bipartisan recommendation of the committee of $5,000. $20,000 is outrageous. There's no limit. And guess what, gentlemen? I'm not sure why I'm talking about it because it doesn't apply to people in the General Assembly anyway.
Well, but
so,
the problem is, though, if we were to go with your limit, then that might be, I mean, I don't know, it could be a poke in the eye from you to the governor because the governor's been taking some pretty sizable contributions, and we wanted to use $20,000, really, partially to accommodate
gentlemen,
the governor because
it's all about following
he takes
the rules.
$10,000 and $15,000 all the time.
Gentlemen,
so,
it's all about following the rules, and I want to make the rules what the people of Missouri want, and I want everyone to follow those
so
rules.
So $20,000 is too high.
I think $20,000 is such an unrealistic to have caps on only statewide elected officials, not members of General Assembly. It's ridiculous.
Okay, what else? What else don't you like?
You're giving me a real opportunity here, aren't
you, gentlemen? Is $15,000 too high?
Gentlemen,
or
my personal opinion is that it needs to be
$500,
$1,000, and $2,000.
You could put yourself at odds with the governor, and I know you don't want to do that because he routinely
I don't know if you've checked my
checks.
Folks
oh, yeah,
lately.
That's right. I forgot. My hat's off to you in that regard.
Yeah.
What else? What else don't
yeah,
you like?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you this, that we have a governor who's going to follow the law to the T, because that's what he does if we
or
do
take
this.
Advantage of the law to the T.
Well,
that,
gentlemen,
and I can't
I don't
blame
like
him for
that characterization.
That.
I would never do that to a governor of your party
tell
because
me
I just don't think
one more
that's right.
thing that you don't like. One more thing that you don't like.
Let's take a look at this, gentlemen.
Your final objection.
Well, I mean, those are enough, don't you think?
I just want to make sure that you had them all. I mean, okay. So, the last thing I want to ask you
well,
is
you know what? You know, here's the thing.
Well,
you're
now come on, hold
no
on.
What,
I already,
you're giving me an opportunity to do this, and I
know,
and I know
but
what
I've
the deal
given
is.
You 10 minutes.
You're giving me an opportunity because I don't think the speaker's going to give me an opportunity. That's fine. I wish you can give me an
quickly,
opportunity
quickly.
To raise my amendment
quickly.
And talk through that. So,
okay.
would you support the fact that ask the speaker to go to me?
I'd
and
have
I'll
to
do
look
my
at
amendment,
it.
And we'll vote up
to
and
look
down
at
on it.
Here's the last thing. The last thing you had mentioned
so no.
that it was bothersome to you that we waited until now. To take this up. I mean, it is. Today's Thursday. We've only got next
you know,
week. I mean,
yeah, and
why
we're
is
not
that
working tomorrow.
To
I thought we were going to get to autism sometime, too, when we pass
no,
this.
No, I'm talking about
assembly.
This bill. I mean, why is it bothersome okay. to you that we're taking it up today? I'd rather get it done. I mean, even if it's late, I'd rather get it done.
Gentlemen, I think it's very clear that the people of Missouri want ethics reform.
That's why we're moving quickly on it.
The Committee on Ethics Reform, which is a bipartisan committee, had a recommendation. We could have moved quickly on that.
Yeah, but why does it bother you that we're doing it today? I mean, we got to get it done, whether it's today or the last day.
Number one, we're not doing it. But number two, this is a priority we should have moved further ahead. There's all kinds of stuff that I think
we
should have moved ahead.
I mean, we're at it now. I mean,
fantastic.
I don't.
But we're not.
Anyway, thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Speaker.
And I hope that.
Gentlemen, Franklin.
I just wanted to speak on the bill for a minute. I just.
You proceed, gentlemen. You have 4 minutes, 35 seconds.
In the words of a previous speaker, dadgum, Mr. Speaker, I can't understand. You know, we hear the things that the other side doesn't like, and really, as I go through this, Mr. Speaker, my goodness gracious, this is some good stuff. And they complain about the process. Oh, why are we waiting so long to do? Listen. We have a legislative session that starts on a particular day and ends on a particular day, and as long as we get it done, we get it done. Now, we can stand here all day long and say, oh, well, I wish we would have done it 2 weeks ago, and it would have been better if we did it a month ago, and oh, why didn't we do it? Really, how is any of that pertinent, Mr. Speaker? Here's the deal. We've got good, real, substantive ethics reform in front of us right now, and each and every one of us, I believe, by the end of business today, is going to have an opportunity to put our name either in red or green and forever inscribe and show the people of the state of Missouri whether or not we want true, real, substantive ethics reform in this state, or if we want to be able to go home and say, well, I didn't like the process. Well, it was good government, but I didn't like the process. Okay, you know, sometimes I don't like the process either. But is the final product going to be something good? And, Mr. Speaker, this final product is a good product. And I got a feeling we're going to be hearing all about, I don't like the process. Well, you know what? We're never going to like the process. Nobody's ever going to be totally. Listen, Mr. Speaker, get this. This morning, we have a committee meeting at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning. That's a reasonable hour, Mr. Speaker. It's not asking anybody to get up at the crack of dawn. It's not asking anybody to get up before the sun comes up. 8 a.m. And guess what, Mr. Speaker? They don't show up. And then they want to complain about the way it was done. Well, we don't like the process. Well, you know what? Come to the committee meeting and have a voice if you want to complain. Don't sleep in, miss the meeting, show up after it's over, and then say, well, wait a minute. I wanted to participate. Well, guess what? Be there on time if you want to participate. We had full open debate about this bill in committee this morning. Mr. Speaker, the chairman was exceedingly gracious, gave all kinds of time for debate, asked over and over, is there further discussion? Is there further discussion? Is there further discussion? You could hear the crickets in the corner of the room going, kick, 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 because there was no Democrats there to talk about it. And then they want to complain, Mr. Speaker. Ha, ha, ha. We learned when I was in the Navy, they had this thing called missing a ship's movement. And when you miss the ship's movement, shut up. Because you missed the ship's movement. It's too bad. It's your fault. You weren't there. So shut up. So anyway, Mr. Speaker, I don't know what else they've got to say, but that's all I've got to say. Thank you.